Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Vav. Picking up on Lamed Hey Mabez Bada Page. Very last line. Amar Rav Yirmiya. We're going to be talking right now. If somebody goes ahead and they make a shvua, they make a swear, but it's a lie, and what the ramifications are going to be. So we see that if somebody does it, not in order to get himself out of having to go and pay something, then he's going to be chayef to go and bring a chatas, karm chatas. But if he does it in order to get out of some sort of kishmani, but then he admits to it, he brings in asham as a kapar. So that says the Gemara. Amar of Yirmiya. Pa'amim shishneim b'chatas. There are some times we're going to find, we were discussing yesterday, a renter and a borrower. So now we're going to see there are some times that the renter and the borrower are going to be chayef to bring a chatas for some sort of, for a swear that's a lie. Beep, turn the page. Sometimes both are going to be chayef to bring an asham for doing a shvua, which is a lie. Says Rashi, shnei ba'asham, im nishbu l'sheker, if they swore falsely, v'hoyu nechsharim b'shvuasam, lahakel piron me'aleim, in order to get out of paying, kfiras mamen hitu, this is called a kfir, denying money, v'karban shvua shalahem asham. El, but it's an asham. Ael ben beishanim. It's a ram of 2 years old. They'll say vehavius ashamo. Ael tamim beerkecha kasef shkalim vehu asham gazelos. Now, there's sometimes going to be that the renter is going to have to bring a chatas and the borrower an asham. And the time is going to be, no, that the renter is going to bring an asham and the borrower is going to bring a chatas. Okay, so let's break it down. Kfiras mamun asham. When someone goes in there denying, they're pulling a denial move when it comes to kashmani, cash, so then that is going to bring asham. Bitoy Sfasayim Chatas. Trying to get himself out of money, that is going to be an asham. Bitoy Sfasayim Chatas, but when he's saying just words, you know, he's just swearing falsely, not to get himself out of Gishmani, it's going to bring a Chatas. Now, Pa'amim Sheshneim Chatas, there are times when it's going to be that both of them are going to be a Chatas. Kigon, for example, Shemesi Kedarka. Let's talk about, say, the cow. It died of natural causes, Baruch dynamis. The Amru Nensa, and they said, this is a shvuz, they lied, Rashi's Venishbu Shakach, they said what? That it was an onus, that there was some ganovim came and grabbed it, Rashi's Alpha Pisha Shom Shalom Onsen, Mashpina so Kedrav Huna, Shavua Sheena Bershuso, the Cheshina and Shema Nasan Enova, maybe he put his eyes on it, Venishbu Shanensa, Vena Bershuso, and he was Nanas and his son is Bershus. So the renter, the benkach miftar putter, he's going to be putter in manavshach, right? He's at chayev for onsen. Therefore, he gets himself out by paying, whether he swears honestly that it died naturally or he was lying. Manavshach, that's going to be the bottom line. Bechatas, so he has to bring a chatas. He doesn't bring an asham because that's not what's getting him out of it. Shoah, when it comes to a borrower, the benkach benkach chiyuve mechayev, Bechatas. The borrower, the shoal, the benkach benkach chiyuv mechayiv, he's going to be having to pay manavshach because he's paying for own sin. Bechatas, he pays it. Achatas, not an asham, because this lying over here through the shvua didn't affect his getting out of having to pay any money. Now, next case. There are going to be times when both of them have to pay an asham, bring an asham. Kigon shenignamo. Let's say, for example, we're talking about a case where it was stolen. And v'armu mesa machem zloch. They said it died because of work. Rashi says, kigon shenignamo. V'asocher chayiv l'shalom l'baylam. V'ashol yishalom l'socher. That the borrower has have to pay l'shalom for the owners. V'ashol yishalom l'socher. And he pays to the socher. Now, in this case, they're both denying any sort of money, cash money you have to pay. Now, since they're going to be chayiv if they admit to it, they're patting themselves by lying. So that's what they have to bring. Both of them have to go and bring a asham. Number three, third case we said is socher bechatas v'shol ba'asham. When's that going to be? Kigon shemesi gedarka. When the borrower would have to go ahead, the renter would have to go do a chatas and show with an asham. That's where it died. Kidarka, Rashi's Vim Hodu al Emes Socher Potter v'Shol Chayev. If it died, if they're really admitting to it, then the socher, the renter would be Potter, but the Shol would be Chayev. The Va'aru Mesa Machas Malacha, and he said it died because of Malacha. Well, let's take a step back. So, if a socher bechata shol b'asham will be when kigon shemesi gedarka v'armu meisamachas malacha socher the benkach miftar patas we have to hook the renter Chaya v'chatas. He's going to have to go pay chatas, not have to pay an asham, because the shvur is not causing him to go and be out of the having to pay. Shoel, the borrower, the mechayev v'mesa kedarka. He's going to be one who's going to be chayev v'mitzot that it died naturally. V'kapater nafse v'mesa machas malacha. But he's patering himself by saying that it died because of work. So in such a case, but asham, he has to go ahead. He's got to pay. He's got to be giving a asham. Yeah. And the last case we brought is going to be a time when the socher ba'asham v'shol b'chatas, where the socher, the renters, have to pay an asham and the borrower a chatas. Kegon shenignava, we're talking about a case where it was stolen. They said, no, it just died naturally. Socher, the renter, he's someone going to be chayiv to pay if it gets stolen or it's lost, and but he's going to pater himself when he swears falsely that it died by itself. Ba'asham, for he has to bring an asham because his lying over here is giving towards the fact that he's going to get out of having to pay. Shoel, but borrower, to make a chubenka chiva mechayiv, he's going to be chayiv manav shach. Rashi says, l'shalim koyel shuvosa mechatas, therefore mechatas, he brings the chatas, because it's not affecting any sort of keshmani. My kamash malon, says the Gemara, why did you have to teach us this? La'afuki mid Rabbi Ami, the Amar is coming to exclude Rabbi Ami, the Amar kol shuvosa dayan meshbinosa in chayiv malea mishum shuvos bitoik. Any type of shavua that's given by the Beis Din is not going to be something, one is not going to be chayef to bring a chatas for some sort of shavua, which is a lie. Shemar, the pasuk says, O nefesh ki shishava levata misfasayim. Or if a nefesh is going to swear with his lips, in other words, then he's going to bring a chatas. Ki sishava mi'atzma, which means if he swears by himself, that's going to win. It's going to be Kamashos coming to tell you the look of Ami, not like Rav Ami. Even a shvuah, which is by Bezin, one has to bring a chatas if he does it falsely. Itmar, we learned thus far, and apparently we did this also on Bava Kama, on Yud Aleph and Nun Vav. Shomer, Shamas of the Shomer. Let's say you have a Shomer and he gives over something that's given to him to another Shomer, but he didn't get Rishus from the original owner. Rav Amar Pater. Rav says this person is going to be Pater. Rav says Mikoma Shahoyan Niftar im Shomer Huatzmo. From anything he would have been Pater if he would have been guarding it himself. And Rav Yochanan, Rav Amar Pater, Rav Yochanan Amar Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. Rav says Afilim Onsen. Even such a case. Now, Amar Abai, Latami de Rav, according to Rav, Lomi Bai Shomer Chinam, Shamaser. L'shomer sachar da aluye aliye l'shmiraso. According to him, we don't even have to say that a shomer chinam, someone who's guarding it for no money, that gave over pikadon to a shomer sachar, the one who's getting paid for it, is not going to be chayev for onsen for something that's beyond his reach. Rashi says the patamin onsen ve'en l'chalomer p'shia he zu shemaser acher. It's not called a p'shia to go and give it over. The aluye aliye l'shmiraso, because He's raising the level of the shmira when he goes and gives it to a person who's getting paid to have to go and do it. Ela afilu shomer sachar shemasa shomachinim, even if shomer sachar gives to shomachinim, which is lowering the level, the garui megara, who's lowering the level of shmira, so if it's guarding, pat is going to be off the hook. My time, and why would that be the case? That he's doing it in a way that he wasn't giving rishus to go and do it. Ta masa le bendas, because he gave it over to a bendas who was able to go ahead and to guard it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Lomi Bai Shomer Sachar Shemaser Shomer Chinam, we don't even have to say a case of a Shomer Sachar gives a Shomer Chinam. The Grue Garas Miyoso, because he's lessening his ability, the watching. Ela Fil Shomer Chinam Shemaser Shomer Sachar, that Lui Alui Shemaser, even a Shomer Chinam to Sachar, where he's going up in levels of responsibility, Chayev, still you have to pay. The Amali says, Ein Ritzoni Shepik Doni Biaracher. Because even if it went up in level, he could just respond by saying, I didn't want it to be in someone else's hands. I only want it to be in your hands. Amar Rav Chesta, Hadar Rav Labafer Shetmai Ela Miklal. He didn't say it in the first, rather, it was Miklal. He learned it out from something else. Miklal is implied. The Hanu Ginoi, because there was a case, a situatia, happened with a bunch of gardeners. The Chol Yoma Havim Afkadei, Afkadei Marayo Gaboda, he Safta. Every day he would leave over their working utensils with an old woman who would go and watch it for them. That's just Mariah, who is, yeah, it's a separate utensil. Yom, it's used for the dirt, for the ground. Yom Echad, one day, Afkidinhu, Negabe Chad Minai, one day, they dropped it off with one of their people, instead of dropping it over with this old woman. Shama Kala Behilula, they heard sounds coming from, there was a wedding happening. And he left to go, and on the way, they went and dropped it off by the old woman, their stuff. Before he was able to get there and then come back, it got, the stuff got stolen. Their shovels got stolen. Rav Upatre, he came in front of Rav, and he patered man de chaza savar, because now remember what happened over here. They gave it over to someone, and that person then gave it over to the older woman. Also came to Rav Upatre man de chaza savar mishum shomer shamasa the shomer pater. One of the Talmidim that saw this whole thing going down thought that the reason why the gardener was off the hook is because Shomer Shamasa L'Shomer Pater, and therefore we learn that from there. And it was through that statement over there that we understand what Rav holds. Says Gemara, this is a nice try, but Velo, it's not true. Shiny house, in my case, is different. Chol Yom and Nami, in a Gufayo Gabada Yisatav Mifkadilu. Because every day they would go and leave it over that woman, so it was clear that they were okay with her. Rashi says, Dolomat Zarmele, and Ritsoneinu Sheyebidei. This wasn't something that we wanted to happen over there, because we know that they themselves did it, but we wouldn't know it would be the regular case of a Shomer Shanasan Le Shomer. Yosef Ravami. Yosef Ravami comes along and he asks a kasha from something that we know in the Mishnah that says, Vikarma Lola Hashmaitza. So Ravami said, and he told over this whole thing to Rav Yochanan. Esver Rav Abba Bar Mamali. Ravami came and asked a kasha. And he said, Asochar Par Mechaver, if someone rents a cow from his friend, Vishilach, he gives it over to somebody else, he leans it, lends it to someone else, Omeitz HaGedak, and it dies by itself, Yishava Asochar Shemeitz HaGedaka, the renter has to swear it died naturally, Vashol Meshalem Asochar, and then what happens, the borrower goes and pays to the renter, Vimisa, but it's really true. They're giving you over this Begadon in a way that you weren't allowed to, is considered Pshia. Then let the original just tell the renter, in Ritzoni Shepik Donna Biaracha, I didn't want it to be in the hand of somebody else. And therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, if it's able that this loss is in a way to be explained because of what happened now, then the first Shomer is going to be Chayev to pay the owner. So when do you find that the Mishnah is going to say not like that? Amar Lei, Ravami, say back to Rababa, Hachamai Skin, and what are we talking about? Bishan Nasnu Lo Lehashil. When he gave him over, that he's allowed to go ahead. And so Sasha says, Rishus Abailim, right? Shan Nasnu Lo Rishus. Habailim Rishus Lahasha. The Bailim gave over his Rishus to go and to lend it out. Such a case that we're allowed to do it, so for the first Shomer is not going to be Chayiv. Yach, if that's really true, the Bailim by Lushlom, it should be there to go and pay to the Bailim, not to the middle guy. Darmulay Ladaitach. What it means is where the owner says to him that you could lend it, Ladaitach, according to the way you would like, whatever you want. Rashi says, Timothy Bailim is Ochla Daitach, Kuritsun Chayim Tirsala Hashilalo, Yemeshu Rasecha. Ein anu makbidim. When I'm makbid, hilkach, who is shilav ha'bailam in yuchol and lomer le'en resoninu. Not able to say that they didn't want to, and he's allowed to go and lend it out. Masif rami barchama, let's try again. A mafkin mos is a chaver, if someone goes and leaves money by his friend to watch over, it's sroran viv shilav nacharav, and he does the Snoopy move, that he binds them all together and he throws them over his shoulder, he throws them over his back. Masif lo bitu katanim, or let's say he goes and he gives over to his kids, his son, his daughter, the katanim. V'na'al b'fneim shalok haroi, and he locked the door in front of them. Shalok haroi, which he shouldn't have done. Rashi says b'fneo some katanim, shalok. Yetu lechutz v'yovdomos, so they're not going to go outside and lose it. He locked it away, which wasn't, he didn't lock it well. Chayev, then he's going to be chayev to have to go and pay for it. Shalosh shamar keder chashom, he didn't guard it the way the guard was supposed to. Time is a ketanim. Hagadolim, that tends to be like the reason is because they were ketanim. Hagadolim, if they were gadolim, the putter, he would be off the hook for such a thing. Now, if Yochanan says that giving it away where you're not allowed to is considered pshia, then amai, why is it that, why is it Mishnah being mashma? That it's okay to do. Name Allah, let him just say, in Ritzoni Shei Pikdoni, Pikdoni Bi'anach, I didn't want my Pikadon to be in the hands of somebody else. And for the Gemara, Mareva, Kola Mafkid, anyone who goes and gives over something to somebody else to watch it, Pikadon's collateral, beep, turn the base on above and base. Adas Isha Barabu Mafkid, he's doing it with the das of his wife and his children, says Rashi. Adas Shah Nifkad Moser Le Ishto Ubanov, Hagadolim ve'ein yichom lomer ein rutzini. He's not able to say that I didn't want this thing to happen. And we can back this up because I'm in the Dorian. The Dorian say dekanami. Let's be medayik that the Ketani it says O shemasin levno b'tur ketanim chayev halevno b'tur gadolim pater v'chal de lacherim lo shna gadolim v'lo shna ketanim. That mashma. That when it's done in a way where you weren't allowed to go and do it, you give it to someone else. Losh nagadol, losh ketanim, to make a difference. Chayev going to be chayev. The im kain, if it's really true that he is not going to be chayev for something which is unauthorized to give over to anyone, let's say ketanim stama. Let it just say ketanim without saying anything more. Shema amina. We learned from this that what? That a shomer is going to be off the hook only if he gives over the bikadon to his children, his own children that are adults, because that's something which the owner is expecting is going to happen. Amar Rav, Hilchas Shomer Shamasa LeShomer. Halacha is a Shomer gives to a Shomer. Chayiv is going to be chayiv to pay even onsin. Lo mi bai Shomer Sachar Shamasa LeShomer. You have to even say when you lower that degree, regardless of Shmira, so you've just lessened the level of Shmira. Alfiyah Shomer Chidim Shamasa LeShomer Sachar. Chayiv my time and why? Damalei. He could say back. Atmahan Tli Bashvua. Hech lo mehemin li b'shvua. You are chayev to me with a shvua to be able to say that you weren't poshea, but the second one of you is not able to do such a thing. Therefore, you can't rely on the second guy to get him off the hook. Itmar pashaba. Let's say the one who is the shomer is poshea. Rashi says shalom no b'fanei akaroi. He didn't lock the door in front of it properly. He's supposed to be watching it over, and you weren't careful, the animal. And then the animal leaves, and it goes out to the marshland, and it dies. Kedaka, Rashi says, Malkum sheinim shtamer sham eitzel ze'evim v'lo eitzel ganavim umiyu lo achlu lo ze'evim lo ganavim. Umesa died. Dahavit chilasa b'pshia. So you led it to a place where there are these animals that will eat it, but it didn't end up happening. It just died on its own. Dahavit chilasa b'pshia. Shema yitrafu zevim. So for lo of the b'osa b'pshia actually didn't die through that pshia. Ela b'davishu onus. In the case which is actually onus. Interesting. So we know the cases that onus is going to be off the hook, but in this case, since you did a mesa b'pshia, that's the discussion here. So itmar pashaba v'yotzel agam mesa b'kedarka abai mishmei the rabba omar. He says, Chayev, the Shomer is going to be Chayev, even though it was something outside of his control, because as we'll see why in a moment. Rav Omer, the Rabbi Omer, Potter is going to be off the hook, because it was the onus. Rabbi said, the Rabbi Omer, Chayev is going to be Chayev, called in a low down in the Kiyadina, that he's going to be Chayev. Any judge that doesn't judge according to this, Lav Dayan, who is not considered a Dayan. Lomi Bayi, Laman Da Omer, Tchilosu, Pshia, Vesofa, Baonis, Chayev. You don't have to teach us that a case where something happened, it was started as pshia, but it ended off in onus, that chayev, the pshia over here, the person's going to make them chayev, v'sof bonus chayev, de chayev. In a case where something starts off with pshia and it ends with onus, then it's going to be chayev, de chayev. In our case also, the shomer is going to be chayev. Elafilaman de Amr Pater is going to say that the one's going to be putter in such a case because of his own sin. Hachin chayev, here they will be chayev. My time of wide arminan, havel da'ag makatle, because we're going to say that the hevel, the air, the foul air that was in the swampland, that's what ended up killing the animal. Now, Rava, Mishmei, the Rabba Omar, the one that we saw before, he says Pater is going to be off the hook from a chiv if the animal dies. Why? Because called Dayana, the little Dayan, Hikiyadina, Lav Dayan, who anyone who doesn't judge like this is not considered a judge. Lomi Bayi, Laman the Omar, Chasa Pshia, Vesov Onus. I don't think they have to say that a person who starts off with Pshia and ends in Onus, that a person is going to be Pater, the Pater, because our case is Shomer is going to be Pater. Elafil Laman the Omar Chayiv, even according to the one who says that the one who's poshea is going to be chayiv to pay in such a case of onsin. Ha ha pater. Here after there'll be pater. My time of why? The Armenian would say, malachamavis, malihacha, malihacha. When it comes to malachamavis, what does he care where it is? It's here, it's over there. And therefore, it would have died whether it was in one place or in another place, and therefore you're going to be pater. Umodi abai. Abai is moda. De im hajar lebimara umesa. If the animal was given back to the owner's stuff, and it died over there when it was already back, the potter, that he's going to be potter from anything, my time at the ha hadrele, because the animal was given back before it died. Velekalimimer, havdag makatle. You can't say over here that the foul air of this swamp of yours is what killed it. Umode Rava, and Rava's maskim kol heichad the ignava ganav ba'agam. Rava admits, he agrees, he's maskim, umode, that if a ganav steals the animal while it's out in the field over there, umesa kedarka be ganav, and it dies naturally by where the ganav is, the chayev, that the shomer is going to be chayev to pay, because his pshia is what caused it to be stolen. My taima, now, why is it that the chiyav, that he's going to be chayav for the animal's death. The shafka malach hamavis, because even if the malach hamavis would leave it, bebeisei de ganva havakayme, it would still be in the house of the ganav, meaning from the time of it being stolen, the animal was lost to the owner. Since the shomer was responsible for that, he's now going to be chayav for the loss of the animal. Now, frankly, Gemara, Amar le Abaye le Rava, Abaye says to Rava, Lidi dach, the Amrit Malach Mavish, Kondri said the Malach Mavish, the Kamali Hacha Mali Hassam. Hada Osri Rabbi Abba Mamol, Rabbi Amma. How do we explain that which Rabbi Abba or Mamol tried to go and knock off Rabbi Ami, Vishali Lebish, and Nastalo Baila Mishus Lahashil? Rabbi Ami said, gave him an answer that the Mishus talking about a case where the owner gave him permission to lend it out. Now, Ravami was basically saying that if the renter didn't get rishus, then he's going to be chayev if the animal died naturally by the borrower. However, v'le malay, why can't the renter just say back to the owner, malachamavis, malihacha, malihasa, the malachamavis did it, it doesn't matter where I did it. Even though I shouldn't have lent at the animal against, you know, what I should have done over here, I'm not going to be chayev because it would have happened no matter where it was. Amar le, he says back, according to you, you say, I wouldn't want my pigon to be in somebody else's hands. You can go ahead and knock out Rav Yochanan by saying this, but according to me, da amina, that ant mehemet li b'shvua, v'heich lo mehemet li b'shvua, according to me, who says that the first shomer is going to be chayev in a matzav where he wasn't able to give it over, because he says that you I go trust with the shvua veheich lo mehemet li, but that second one I don't trust with the shvua lekalos v'klal. He's not able to knock off of Yochanan from the mishnah at all, because in the mishnah the first shomer, aka the renter, does swear to get him out of a chiyav, in which Rav Yochanan is maskim is going to be Potter. Okay, now the Gemara is going to come against Abaye. What Abaye said? Let's say you have this shepherd, Roetzon, that took this animal and took to the top of mountains. It's very, very steep over there, very tall. And what happens? It ended up falling and dying. Rashi says, Shomer, Shehalo the Roche Haram Mechadim, very sharp, very steep. Mishupayim, but nothing that goes and it falls over there. Ain't the onus. This is not considered onus, and therefore chay. Rashi says ela pshia the dark lipol. It makes sense. It's going to fall there. Ha mesik adarka, but if it died on its own, like a regular normal way of death, it just got old. Says Rashi, berosh satzuka on the top of this mountain. Hariz the onus upatid. This is called an onus, and the guy is off the hook for everything. Rashi says patid the hari sofo be onus. V'amai. But why should it be the way Abaye understood it? We can blame it on other things. Lame alay, let him just say, Avir Darkatla was the cold mountain air that killed it. Inami uftsina Darkatla. Or we could say that the climbing up the mountain is what ended up killing Rashi. Aifut Torah Chamayla is just like making its way up. Therefore, according to Abaye, he should also end up being killed. Pardon, not killed, but he should be chayiv because it's pshia to go ahead and put in such a matzav. And for the Gemara, Hachamai Eskinan, what are we dealing with the case? Shehel Lemira Shamin V'tov, when the shepherd took the animal up to a very nice place to go and graze. Rashi's Derech HaRoim Lalo Shamitz Behemoth Laros, it's a normal place to go. They bring people up to over there to go ahead and to shepherdize. And that was on the mountains. Now, since it's normal to go and bring it over there, he's not being poshea by causing it to go up there because of that. Says Gemara Ihachi, if this is really true that he wasn't poshea by bringing it there, the nuflanabi, even the fell, and then end up dying, you also shouldn't be after should be off the hook for it. Says Gemara, Shahari Lola Tokvo. It should have been that he held on to the animal very strongly. The rest says the Hachlik Bosha came there heroin as a normal way to make sure they don't fall. For low tukfa, but he wasn't holding on to it, and that's why he's gonna be chayav for such pshia. Yachi, if that's really true that he's supposed to hold on to it, the name of Rasha, let's take a look at the Rasha of the case beforehand, which seems not like that. Also, the Rashi took him enough of the animal, went up to by itself to the top of the mountains, and it fell off. Ariza Ones. This is considered an Ones, and therefore he's going to be Pater, the shepherd. Ibaile the myth cafe, because, he had to hold on to it. So then why is this not called Poshea by letting it go there and not holding on to it? Says Gemara, lo, not a riot. Tzricha. The Mishnah had to teach us. Takfuva also, when the animal was toke for also, it came against the Rashi's al karcho v'olsa lo yachal ha'achzik bosh chazako ha'isamimene. You weren't able to hold on to it, it broke out. Tukfaso v'yarda. And overpowered him and went down, meaning it fell down. In such a case, the roa, the shepherd, is not going to be chayev. He's not chayev at all. But when the shomer is able to control the animal, it doesn't, that's can be considered pashia. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.